Margo.
Hey, Zane.
Hey, yeah. Oh, hey, by the way, I got those tickets that Olivia and you guys were wanting to go, you know, that cruise to go all around the globe. I think there might have been a slight mishap with that, though.
Wait, what? Why?
Well, let's just say, okay, here. Let's just say, perchance, that I might have ordered a few, a couple hundred.
What?
I might have ordered a few couple hundred.
Why would you do that, Zane?
Well, when you press that button, I get button happy. And I just got really button
Oh, okay.
happy while trying to order a thing. It's kind of sounds really stupid, but I know. Basically, I paid for a few tickets. Too many.
Okay, so how are we going to reimburse our funding? What are we going to do?
I don't know. I haven't told Lavina this yet, so I texted her a little while ago. She hasn't gotten it yet, so hopefully she won't get it for a while. And I just got a text right now, and she's about ready to kill me right now.
Oh
Oops.
no! No, Olivia, don't do it!
Okay, so how are we gonna do this? How am I gonna get myself out of this jam here? Think, 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 think.
Well, we're gonna have to think of a way to use all of these tickets and
Think
to
here.
make the money to pay back for them.
Or something like that, man. Wait, what is the most popular thing on here? I mean,
On VH,
yeah, what is the most popular thing everybody likes to do, even though if they can't do it?
they like to sing.
Exactly. You know what they like to sing?
They like to sing songs.
Exactly. They like to sing songs. So, I have absolutely no idea where I'm going to go with this, but I just shot this idea to Olivia right now, so hopefully she'll message back and hopefully we'll get somewhere.
Yes.
Oh, and she just said that. Wait. And she just came up with actually a brilliant idea that we do a world singing competition.
Ooh, nice.
Yes. And you know what?
Sounds like fun.
I'm gonna add to this though is that, you know, they can also sing in English these other songs.
Yeah.
So yeah, this could actually freaking work. Awesome.
I'm liking it.
So, oh crap. So how exactly are we gonna get people in, enough people in about a month?
Well, Dylan's having that next best thing competition. If we win that, maybe we can get enough people to audition.
That is a very, very, very good point. So, yeah, you know what? Let's do it. Let's just do that right now. All right. So, welcome everybody to the first episode of Can You Unite the World? So, we have a few tickets to give out to pretty much anybody who actually is good. Pretty much anybody, right, at this point in time. So, well, pretty much so we can get rid of these tickets. Because, well, let's just say right now, we got a lot. And if I
Yeah,
don't
and
get.
knowing Zane, he probably picked like all of the nicest places. So, I mean, who wouldn't want to go? Like, let's see here. Let's look through these tickets. We've
Well,
got
you
it.
actually, I'm not sure about the nicest places, but they're all pretty nice. Okay, so we're gonna need your help. This is the first episode of Audition, so we want to hear you audition. So, yeah, you ready to listen to the first person? All right. So, coming up first, remember? Yeah.
Dylan Collins.
Coming up first, remember? Yeah.
Remember,
I have no idea
yeah,
what's
time
going
changes,
on
man.
in this. There was something about a cruise
I
and
think they
tickets.
were like implying that Margot and Olivina and Zane were gonna go on a cruise, but then they ordered too many tickets, so now the spots that they're filling on the cruise
Here's what
are the
gets me.
tickets, and then they're like going around the world because that's what this
One of
is
the
about.
compliments I gave him on this show last week was how much I like him and Olivia together. And then in the inch this intro, Olivia was not there. Not that I have anything against Margo, but I wanted Olivia as well. And is Margo now a third judge on the show, or was that just what was going on?
Yeah, I was a little confused that too. I was a little confused on that myself.
I won't fault them for this because this was a legit intro. It's not their fault it was super boring. At least it was a legit intro. Well, I mean, it was their fault it was boring.
This one? I mean, like, I just thought the pacing was really awkward.
Yeah.
Like, their chemistry was kind of weird.
I feel like it's one of those situations where Zane and Margo have never talked in a call before.
So yeah.
like, with Clary and me on the first episode of Performer, like, we had never talked in a call before, so it was kind of awkward at first. I don't know.
Yeah, got nothing.
Thank you guys for the submission. I want more. I want nothing against Margo, but I want Olivia. I want Olivia on
this. Well, like, I don't care if Margo's there too. I just
I want Margo too, but I want Olivia.
Yeah, I just thought this was really like the pacing. I think it would have been okay had it been like more like boom, 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 like kind of bantery. Like, Zane, why did you do that? Oh, I don't know. But it was just like really like, Zane, why did you do that?
This was pitched as a Zane Olivia show, and I want Olivia and Zane together. Margo can join. The next one is Can You Song Parody. This is the last one. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Yep. In space and leave a bunch of tweaky rappers all over the place. Let's ride it. The virus alert. She lead immediately before someone gets hurt.
Alright, everybody, welcome to the first episode of Can You Parody? Wait, what, that's it? That's all the excitement I'm gonna get for this intro?
Well, there's nothing really to be excited about. I changed my name and everything, because I wasn't either too racist or I offended people.
Well, you know, offending people is not always the best thing in the world.
But it makes me feel all nice and warm and fuzzy inside sometimes when I do.
You know, what's so wrong about your name now?
Well, let's see here. To the racist puppy, I'm known as the crazy puppy. And I don't know, just because people wanted to change, I don't know. I guess this will work. Oh, I guess so.
Alright, seriously? Alright, you know what? We can do this again some other time if you really want to. I mean, we can just drop.
No! We will not drop. I will get this done. So can you start this, please?
Sure. I will start it right now.
Welcome, everyone, to Can You Parody!
It's not Can You Parody, it's Can You Sing the Parody.
Well, we're only parodying this, so...
And next time, let me say the welcome to, then you can go ahead and say that. Alright?
Fine!
Alright. Welcome, everybody, to Can You Sing the...
Crap. What was that line again?
It's parody. Parody, parody, parody! Oh my goodness. Why do I deal with this?
I don't know. You deal.
Dude, really, shut up for a second. Alright, okay. Can you sing the parody?
Okay. I think I got it now.
Alright. You ready?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm good.
Alright. So, welcome everybody to
Can You Sing the Parody?
Yes, and I'm your host, Zane, and
the crazy puppy.
Yes, because he's very crazy. Actually, he's liking that new name, aren't you?
Not really.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. He doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to kill him. I'm just going to kill him. But no, welcome, everybody. This is the first episode of Auditions. So, yeah, it's going to be really good.
Really amazingly awesome.
Yep. Like what he said, really, basically, we're... These submissions, what we're looking for right now, is basically the basics of this.
send in a song. All we asked you to do was send in a song of you parroting a song, and you only had to do like the first verse and chorus. So I mean, we're not really asking you to do a whole lot for this competition. So, which is awesome, right, Crazy Puppy?
Awesome indeed. Oh yeah.
All right. So, yeah. So you ready to hear the first submission?
Maybe. Yeah. I'm ready. I am so ready. I was born ready for this.
All right. You're scaring me, man. You are scaring me.
I know. I'm scaring yourself, too.
No. Seriously, though? Really? Here's the first submission, so take it away whenever you're ready.
I should say I didn't really comment much on the previous one. Mm-hmm. I liked your previous one a whole lot better now.
Yeah. Here's the bottom line. The racist puppy's not funny. And it's just the bottom line. It's just not funny. You can't sustain an intro with you and the racist puppy because the racist
or crazy puppy or whatever you're calling him.
Yeah,
now.
I do like that. Yeah, I like that you took my advice last week and made him not racist anymore. I guess he's reformed, but he's still not funny. So that's the. I would hesitate to say that he would be more funny if he was racist, but I'm not going to have an idea.
Please do not rename him not funny puppy or.
Puppy needs to.
Does he like?
Does he like what?
Does he
like chocolate? What?
Does he like record the puppy?
It sounds...
Does he go like, oh, racist puppy, and then he goes like, what? Well,
I
what were
know.
You doing?
I think he does.
I don't know.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, I don't think the puppy.
It sounds like a one-track recording.
Yeah. Which is, that's talent. Let's not kid ourselves.
It always sounds better if it's two tracks, though.
Zane, on the plus side, you did, I felt like this worked as an intro, in theory, better than some of the other ones. But on the minus side, the racist puppy's not funny, and it made it hard to listen to.
I didn't understand anything that was going on in this. I literally have no idea what this show is about, except for that I had to sing a verse and a chorus of something that I wrote myself, I think. I don't know. And I'm just confused. And, like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm afraid I like the other one a lot better.
So with that said, it's time for eliminations. Now, Melly got the highest votes in the poll, so she is safe this week. So
yay,
good job, Melly.
Hey, Melly.
Who's your very favorite tonight, guys?
I think I think Guild Dragons is my favorite.
Yeah, I really liked Guild Dragons.
Guild Dragons is my favorite too. So, Guild Dragon, you're safe from Reed and I.
I really liked Guild Dragons.
You're not safe from us, but because of his.
And we want to know how much you get for Velk. So.
Yeah, I really liked Russ's.
How
too.
Much footy women?
I think Russ and Meredith was like a close second or maybe even tied for
Russ
me.
Russ and Meredith was second for me as well. So
yeah, you're
super good job
safe.
For them.
And then for me, third tonight was that story show that's name I can never remember.
Which one?
Teller of Tales Around the World.
Oh,
Flynn's
with
story
Margo
show.
And Melly. Yeah, I really liked
I like
that one
that
too.
Show. So that one is safe. Who's next for you guys?
I think next for me would have to be, I think I really liked I Second That Emotions one. Okay. I really liked that they did it at the same time. I thought it was so clever. I was like,
yeah. I liked Bright Disaster Show a lot. So that was,
oh, Brights. I forgot Brights. Yeah.
Reed, would you like to save one of them? Since we're all in agreement on who's eliminated, so
yeah. Right. You know what? I'm gonna. It was long, but you know, I still think one of the. I still think at least one of the spaz moniker shows need to come out. I'm gonna save the flesh it out.
All right, I agree on that. I really like that idea. So flesh it out is safe.
I love that idea. I their intro was long, but once they got to the point, it was like, yeah.
I'm going to save Flynn and Megadizzy show, that comedy show, what's the name? I can't.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Just based on the mixing of the intro,
that was really
the mix of the intro was
pretty good. But seriously, and it's always good to hear.
Yes, but seriously, folks. And I like Megadizzy in general. So
who do we have left?
We have Can You Unite the World, Moniker and Spaz's Bullshit, Flynn and Oliviana's It's Raining Men, You've Got Mail, and Can You Parody a Song?
Is that four people?
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Four. I think we should save the Can You Unite the World.
Yeah, so
I actually like that intro.
I did too. It was good. Yeah, that was the highest up for me.
Yeah, I agree. That was who I would save next.
Can You Unite the World? You guys are safe.
So I think I would save, personally, You've Got Mail next. So
okay.
Yeah.
Guys,
You've Got Mail. That means it's down to Bullshit and Can You Parody a Song. The thing is, now, Bullshit was the second highest vote getter at VH this week with 8 votes. That's with 30% of the votes. And I think because of that, since it is down to those two, we should go with what the public demands and save Bullshit. And then Can You Parody a Song with a Racist Puppy? Unfortunately, you are eliminated from the show. But Zane, you still are on Can You Unite the World, so you're still on the show. So, thank you guys for listening. Next week, I want you to give me 5 themes that you're going to have on your show.
Because
different shows are different weeks, and I don't want you to like give me all 12 themes and like ruin all of it. But I want 5 themes. You don't have to definitely use these, but give me 5 example themes. Try to make them interesting, and try to give me themes that haven't been done before. Like, don't just say, "Oh, I'm going to do country on one night." You can do that if you want, but the more interesting they are, the better, unless they're just horrible.
And
yes.
I assume they should try and pitch it to us, right? I mean, you're trying to sell the idea. Don't just say, "Well, we're going to do country and rock and
pitch it."
Make it interesting.
Don't make a skit out of it. I don't want a 5-minute skit. I just want the straight dope.
Just say this.
The long recording, guys.
So thank you, guys. Thank you, Reed and Rochelle Euler.
Of course.
Yay, this is fun.
Good night, everybody.
Woo!
Good night.